Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church of the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 12th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 15 year B. Our readings today, 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 10 to 12, and chapter 3, verse 3 to 14. Psalm 111, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 to 20, and the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 51 to 58. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, we have come to hear again the story of your love for us and for all the world. We come to celebrate that in the face of your Son, we have seen your love. Thank you that on the cross he demonstrated once and for all your grace that is at the heart of all creation. By that same grace, search our hearts, renew our lives, and transform our worship. Give us a message of life and of hope, of challenge and change. A message of Christ. May the power of the Spirit apply your word to our life together here and our life for you in the week to come. Amen. And we have the hymn CPWI 205, God of Mercy, Spirit of Mercy, Truth and Love. Pray the collect for proper 15, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work and to follow daily in the steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Gift of Wisdom. The Gift of Wisdom. Wisdom, the ability to discern what is right from what is wrong. A gift that gives us the capacity to make right choices or decisions. Wisdom is perhaps the most valuable gift one can desire. It distinguishes the holder from ordinary folks. It is said that if knowledge is power, then wisdom is using that power in the right way. Our Old Testament lesson today from 1 Kings chapters 2 and 3 reminds us of the source and effect of the gift of wisdom. Young Solomon was called by God to succeed his father David on the throne of Israel, God's chosen people. David was the most outstanding king of Israel, and therefore was, as we say, a hard act to follow. A lot was expected of the new young king. Indeed, he started out in the right way. He acknowledged that God was the true king of Israel, that God called him to be king of Israel, and therefore he would acknowledge God as supreme and express this in offering sacrifices to God at the high places. The writer of 1 Kings tells us that the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the principal high place. Solomon used to offer 10,000 burnt offerings on that altar. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4. It was at Gibeon, the holy place, that the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, "Ask what I should give you." 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. A challenging request for any human being, especially one already in a position of power and with a desire to maintain that position. It was indeed a tremendous temptation for Solomon. Solomon could choose to ask for power, which would give him victory over all his enemies, to enable him to rule successfully with many conquests like his father David. He could ask for wealth, which would enable him to have a regal lifestyle and attract many to him. He could ask for fame, to be remembered in the place of his father David, who would then be second to him. Solomon did not ask for power, wealth, or fame. Instead, he acknowledged the faithfulness of his father David. No doubt, he honored his father in obedience to the fourth commandment. Solomon acknowledged that God was responsible for his father's greatness, and that God chose him, Solomon, to take the throne after his father. Solomon acknowledged his own inadequacy to be king over God's people. Therefore, in humility, he responds, "Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. For who can govern this, your great people?" 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. Solomon, in humility, asked for wisdom to be able to discern between good and evil. A very special gift that comes from the God who is love. One must recognize that Solomon indeed had innate wisdom, human wisdom, the natural human instinct to discern right from wrong. However, Solomon recognized that the wisdom of God is greater and more to be valued than human wisdom. Solomon desired, as king of God's people, to have God's wisdom. God has, as always, responds with greater gifts than Solomon requested. The writer of 1 Kings reports, "It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, 'Because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall rise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor all your life. No other king shall compare with you. If you walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your life.'" 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 11 to 14. Solomon used his human wisdom to ask God for the gift of God's wisdom to enable him to do the tasks that God set before him. In other words, he acknowledged that, as James says, every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. James chapter 1, verse 17. Solomon, in humility, acknowledged that his wisdom and understanding, though present, was not enough to enable him to do God's task as king of Israel. He recognized that he needed the gift of God's wisdom, wisdom from above. So we may well ask, what are the characteristics of the wisdom from above? James, in his letter, describes it to us. He writes, "The wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy." James 3, verse 17. This wisdom from above comes to us as disciples of Christ today from the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. James contrasts the wisdom from above with the wisdom of the world. he writes, "If you have bitter envy and selfish ambitions in your heart, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind." James chapter 3, verses 14 to 16. St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, our epistle today, gives us the same warning. Paul writes, "Be careful how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 20. As disciples of Christ in today's challenging world, we are reminded that we need to live as wise people, people filled with the Spirit of God, people who are subjected to and obedient to the Spirit of God. For the Spirit of God is a spirit of wisdom and understanding. Wisdom not of this world, but the wisdom of God, the wisdom from above. How do we get the gift of God's wisdom? As far as James is concerned, the response is simple. We ask for it. James reminds us, "If any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you." James chapter 1, verse 5. We are invited to ask as Solomon asked. James invites us to ask in faith, never doubting. Chapter 1, verse 6. If we follow the example of Solomon and recognize that God has put us in a particular place at this time of the challenges of the pandemic, and God is calling us to a particular task to do for God, in God's scheme of things, an important task. God has given us the gift of God's Holy Spirit, and now God desires to give us whatever we ask. Let us, in humility, ask for the gift of wisdom. For like Solomon, wisdom will enable us to do the task that God has called us to do without the distractions of sin. That is, choosing what is wrong. In all our affairs, we will be able, as we exercise the gift of wisdom, to discern between good and evil, right and wrong. We will always be able to choose right, to choose to do God's will. And therefore, as faithful disciples of Christ, whatever the circumstances, we will be faithful to our God-given task. We will experience fullness of life and be empowered to serve God faithfully to the end. So today, God says to us, "Ask what I shall give you." Hopefully, we can respond in faith. Give us wisdom, O God, to serve you faithfully. Amen. Let us pray. O God, by whom the meek are guided in judgment, and light rises up in darkness for the godly, give us, in all our doubts and uncertainties, the grace to ask what you would have us to do, that the Spirit of wisdom may save us from all false choices, and that in your light we may see light, and in your straight path may not stumble, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, the giver of wisdom, without whose help resolutions are vain, without whose blessing study is ineffectual, enable us, if it is your will, to attain such knowledge as may qualify us to direct the doubtful and instruct the ignorant, to prevent wrongs and terminate contentions, and grant that we may use that knowledge which we shall attain to your glory and our own salvation, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Arise, O Sun of Righteousness, upon us, with healing in your wings. Make us children of the light and of the day. Show us the way in which we should walk. For to you, Lord, do we lift up our souls. Dispel all mists of ignorance which cloud our understandings. Let no false suggestions either withdraw our hearts from the love of your truth or from the practice of it in all the actions of our lives. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 296. There is a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Thank you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we ask you to continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we ask you to trust in God. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things pass. God never changes. Patience achieves all it strives for. He who has God finds he lacks nothing. God alone suffices. And so, bless us, O God the Father, who has created us. Bless us, O God the Son, who has redeemed us. Bless us, O God the Holy Spirit, who sanctifies us. O blessed Trinity, keep us in body, soul, and spirit unto everlasting life. Amen. And we pray that you would have a spirit-filled week. That God will continue to guide you and you will continue to respond to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That you will continue to worship, to wear your mask, to wash your hands, and to watch your distance. And we ask for God's protection and blessings upon you this week and always.